Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Scott Springer joins us from the Cincinnati Inquirer. He covers University of Cincinnati athletics, including a football season that begins very shortly. Hello, Scott. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on? I'm actually standing outside the arena by the Oscar Robertson statue, and I recall he had a game or two in the old roundhouse there.
He was pretty good wherever he went, but set some records here in Wichita during his time. Yes, that's pretty impressive. So we've been talking Big 12 football here for a while, and virtually everybody we talk to covers a team that seems to have some hope to be in the mix for the top spot in this conference. Does Cincinnati have any hopes like that? And if not, why not?
Well, I don't think they're in the upper echelon of it at all. He's the guy you need to see, not me. Sorry.
No worries.
I'm outside the arena. People want me to get them in the door. It's like, I don't work here. All right. Yeah. I don't think they're in the upper echelon. That'd be extremely unfair after a 3-9 season and their first year in the Big 12. I do think they're a lot better. I project them like a lot of people. I think they can win 6 and get to a bowl game, and that would probably be cause for celebration because they haven't been to one since the college football playoff in 2021, but you know that was with Luke Fickell and and a lot of NFL-type players, and then some of his later recruiting classes weren't quite up to snuff. He had a coaching change, and then he had to jump leagues from AAC to Big 12. And so they had a 3-9 season. Quite honestly, they easily could have won three more, but they didn't. And so now you're trying to, you know, get back to where you'd like to have your program. And I do think they have the chance to win at least six and get to a bowl game. But beyond that, you know, the league is there's a lot of parity in the league, and everyone's in the same situation. Cincinnati has 47 new scholarship players, and a lot of schools are in the same boat. So you're taking all your guys and trying to take a bunch of eyes and turn them into we's, and that's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Cincinnati has dipped deep into the transfer portal to get many skill players offensively, including its quarterback, defensively as well, to try to shore up that unit. Is that just the new normal, not only in college football, but especially kind of for Cincinnati? Are they going to be building teams this way with just dozens of new guys every year?
Well, for the short term, I think, yeah. I think ideally you'd like to, you know, grab guys through high school. But here's your deal. You redshirt a kid anymore, and they might up and leave. And then all you've done is develop someone else's player. So they do have some outstanding young high school talent. Some of these guys are going to play. But, yeah, you have to go through the portal and hope you find somebody that's a mix for your program. And it's ultra competitive because, you know, Cincinnati's in a unique place. There's, you know, Reds and Bengals and pro sports here in addition to college football, whereas if you go to like a Stillwater, Oklahoma State's the only thing going on. So and there's no T-Boom Pickens here. Some rich folks, but nothing like that. So you got to find ways to compete. The guys that they got, they seem to be more on the same page. They got rid of some guys last year that they didn't think were. So they just came back from a training camp. They're one of the few schools that actually takes the kids away. There's a place just over the state line in Indiana where they take them and they have them away for 2 weeks and feed them good, and they're out in the woods, and it's just football. So they like what they've seen from that, from a team perspective. Now, how does this translate onto the field? Schedule looks favorable early on, first four games, but there again, none of them were pushovers. And then your first Big 12 game is against Houston, which was their only Big 12 win last season at Houston. So I think they can win. I think they're better, but everyone else is doing the same thing, trying to get better. So I'm hesitant to say that they're going to win any more than six. They could. I don't think they're going to be 3-9 again. On the other hand, I don't think they're going to win 10.
Scott Springer, our guest, veteran reporter from the Cincinnati Inquirer. We're talking Bearcats football, part of our Big 12 previews. You know, in this day and age, now with an expanded Big 12, which is up to 16 teams, the days of the full round robin are over. So your schedule is dependent upon who you play. I think most are mentioning Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Utah, and Arizona as being the five teams that maybe are getting the most run in the Big 12. Of those five, the only Cincinnati game against one of those is at Kansas State coming up in late November. It's a favorable schedule, Scott.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't play Utah. You don't play Arizona. You get Arizona State, who comes here. They only won three games last year. And Kansas State, that'll be on the road in Manhattan. I haven't been to Manhattan in about 30 years, but I know that it's a tough place to play. That's what we've said. That schedule-wise, it works out pretty well for them. It's just, you know, you have to deliver and follow through and win your games in the red zone. Go ahead. I'll be up. I'm sorry.
You're wearing a red jacket today? You're getting a lot of people wanting help.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they built a new football facility, and there's a press conference going on shortly here, so I guess they want me to attend it. But we have another guy up there, so we're
there
good.
There you go.
Does being in the Big 12 – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just was saying I'm I don't know why suddenly I'm so important here. Usually I'm not. But I'm sitting in the wrong place today.
So does being in the Big 12 make it more likely that Cincinnati can, you know, maybe they're not a top four team. Maybe they can get into the 12-team playoff. But does it make it more likely that they're that level of a program than being in the AAC and really having to fight really hard for it? Is a bigger conference, you know, make it more likely that they can do that?
Well, it should, yeah, because, I mean, the money that they're getting, I think they're a full share member next year. So you go from, I think it was AAC was $7-8 million, and then to what they are proposed to get next year, and you've, like, quadrupled the money that the school gets. Now, on the other hand, every school is now going to have to, because of the House deal, set aside a boatload of money to effectively pay some guys. So they have to figure out a way to manage their money and everything. But, they like where they're at competitively. The basketball team has had a great recruiting year. They think they're possibly a top 25 team. The football team looks like they could go to a bowl. So things are looking up that way. But, if I had a crystal ball, they had Big 12 media days in Vegas, and I don't gamble. So if I knew what I was doing, I would have laid down serious money there, but I don't do that. So I don't know. Without evading the question, I'm just being honest. It's tough to say because it's such a tough league, and games that you think are very winnable. You know, like West Virginia last year was picked dead last, and out of 14, and they won 9 games and went to a bowl game. So everybody was wrong on that. So the preseason stuff is nice for us to all chat about, but in the end, it often doesn't really measure up to what everyone thought.
Talking Cincinnati football, Scott Springer from the Cincinnati Inquirer. So what needs to click on the field with the personnel for the Bearcats to show significant improvement? Who needs to play well? What areas need to get a lot better?
Well, mainly defense. Offensively, they've had Scott Satterfield's offenses, if you go back to even Louisville and here, typically they average 200 yards rushing, 200 yards passing. So pretty balanced. They ran the ball effectively. I think actually it was 217 yards per game, which was number 5 in the country running the ball. So they were able to do that. The throwing game, I think, has improved. They have all their offensive line back, and they have better wide receivers and a better tight end room, in my opinion. But defensively, they've had one of the guys, Dante Corleone, they call him the Godfather for obvious reasons, but he's had a blood clot issue in June, and so until they get him squared away, we don't know right now if he's going to play. He's been practicing in a limited capacity, but if he plays and is ready to go, he's a big difference maker. But if he doesn't, then you're down a starter, and then another guy that was going to be a starter on the line is out, so some guys have to step up there. And then they got a whole bunch of new defensive backs that all played at higher levels, and they seem to be better. But again, these are guys that weren't on your team last year. So can you coach them up? Can they get it done? So far, it looks like they're all better, but they need to improve in the defensive backfield. And they switched defenses. They're in a 3-3-5 formation now. They've got Tyson Veit, who was at Iowa State, and he was the linebackers coach there, but he's the new defensive coordinator. The kids seem to like the defense, the way they can fly around and do everything. So I think they'll be better. I think the offense is going to be fine. They need to score in the red zone more than they did last year. That was another issue, not coming through with touchdowns sometimes. So plenty of room to improve, but honestly, I think they're middle of the pack right now. I could be surprised. But, hopefully, they do well and they build upon it. And, you know, the facility they're dedicating, like right now, is a nice new indoor type place because, you know, the weather here is not picture perfect every day of the year. So it's nice to have a place where you're away from a thunderstorm, a snowstorm or whatever, because they've been practicing in the open at Nippert Stadium. And before this facility, they had a bubble, but this is a big structure, and they use it in recruiting and getting kids here. So we'll see what happens. You got to win some games, and then you got to have nice stuff. And anymore, you know, the kids, that probably the second question in their recruitment is how much? We're in a new era.
Second, that's got to be the first, doesn't it? In today's world.
Well, I was being polite. It depends on the kid, probably, yeah. I think they're probably looking for somebody that's more concerned about longer-term goals. But, yeah, because if the first thing they're saying is how much, and then they come and then they turn around and leave for someone else that offered more, and that has happened here and has happened elsewhere, that's just the unfortunate part of it. But,
Our first question, Scott, would have been, how's the English department, right? If we had this opportunity.
Actually, I was in the hall of mediocrity of every school I went to. So, wherever I could nail down that C and get out, I was solid.
Well, thank you for your thoughts on Cincinnati football. I appreciate the reference to Oscar Robertson. He still holds the single-game scoring record here in Wichita at Coke Arena all these years later. So thanks for mentioning him, and thanks for breaking down the Bearcats.
I have one of his jerseys hanging in my basement, but it's from the Cincinnati Royals, who then turned around and went to Milwaukee, and I became a Bucks fan that year because I like the Big O.
There you go. Thank you again, Scott. Always appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.